How did you become a rock skipping judge?
My friend Jay started it. It's going to be our third year, and he owns Canoe Heads, and he's down there all the time, and he needed someone to judge. So he knew I had good eyesight, and thought he'd ask me to do it.
As a rock skipping judge, what do you look for? Is it all about the number of skips? Is it about the form? Do you want a nice straight throw?
Well, I really personally don't care how they look when they throw it, but yeah. If you want to win, you got to have the most throws.
What's the record?
I think it was like 26 last year.
26? Yeah. Oh, the best I've ever done is 4.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, 4 is not bad.
But it's not good. It's not a winning number. About the rocks, are they provided? Because for me, at least, maybe this is just my excuse for only getting 4 skips, but it all comes down to the rock. Like, you need a good skipping rock.
Well, you definitely do. And Burnco okay. Rocks, you go up there and say, I'm doing a rock skip. They'll say, help yourself. They'll show you the bin, and you pick 6 rocks. Some people name the rocks. Some people write things on them. Because you don't want tampering, you know, you don't want anyone stealing your rocks or anything like that. Yeah, and I think one year, one of the winning rocks had bird poo on it, so that could also work to your advantage.
Interesting. Maybe it's more buoyant. So if someone wants to compete in the rock skipping competition, how do they sign up? Who do they talk to?
Just show up on Saturday the 5th at 2 o'clock. Just show up. You don't have to pre-register. If you're there, you got rocks, you're in.
Whereabouts?
Laurier Park, there's a boat launch.